This is episode number 2042 of the Who Cares News for Friday, August 27th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It is time for the Who Cares News with Morgan. Happy Friday.
Oh, that's right.
It's Friday. TGIF and
it is.
Such.
I don't even know how I just...
You spaced. Totally
yeah,
spaced.
Yeah, yeah. I probably would have slept through it if you hadn't told me.
What's going on?
Oh, Gold Digger.
Gold Digger?
Gold Digger.
Gold Digger? Wait, is that a James Bond?
Money Grubber.
Oh, Money Grubber.
Needy, greedy.
Who are we talking about?
Yay. Kanye West. He's not yay yet.
No, he's working
on it. Kanye West is allegedly making over, ready for this?
I'm ready.
$12 million from his Donda album, Listening Batches.
So he hasn't even released this album yet.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe he has, I don't know. But he's made $12 million off these listening events.
Uh-huh.
I'm in the wrong business, man.
That's right.
We could do a listening event. Could we like go down to SoFi and when they're not using it for the Rams, and we could just let everybody in? Wow.
Well, and he was due. Yay. I'm sorry, sir. Yay.
Sir. Yay. He's not a sir yet.
No, he's not a sir. Oh, God,
I don't think he's ever going to.
No,
be a
please
sir.
No.
No.
He was due to debut his new album Donda yesterday, but he had another listening party.
What?
Which would be his third.
This guy's smart.
Three
I will tell you
charm.
This. He's smart.
And it was going to be in Chicago Soldier Field.
So here's the deal on that. So they're at these big football stadiums, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's filling them. I don't know. But you know who else makes bank?
Who?
The concession stands.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
It's like people got to eat. People got to drink beer.
People got to eat and drink.
And drink. And mess up the bathrooms. Anyway, I digress.
So, how much money in total has he made from his previous album listening soirees?
Well, you know, it's millions. Just millions.
I mean, I know, you know, if he was struggling, he'd probably be looking for another...
He's not struggling.
Another, you know, income source.
He's not struggling.
And so, ka-ching, he found it.
Ka-ching. And this is post divorce. So he doesn't even have to share this with Kim.
Oh, wow.
Well, see, this is income earned after.
Not that she needs to be shared
with
anyone.
Well, I know.
Which one of them is richer?
She is. Oh, no, by far.
Yeah?
Yeah, she is. Not that, I mean, you know, it's like $50 million, $100 million. $50 million, $900 million. I mean, it's still, you know, if it's a million or more, it doesn't matter to me.
It doesn't.
It makes no difference.
Like I said, I'm in the, hey, I found $5 club.
Exactly. So. If it's 115 or 110, what's the difference? There is no difference. Just flipping hot.
All right. Anyway, according to Billboard,
yeah,
$12.75 million dollars from the first two Donda parties.
Oh, just
parties.
Two, not even yesterday.
Yeah, that was just in the first two in Atlanta alone.
Wow, this guy is on to something. Artists don't have to perform. He didn't have to perform. He's just playing the album back and standing on stage. He's like, hey.
Rocking.
Hey, here's track two. Hey.
Yeah.
Don't have to pay a band.
Nope.
That just all works. It works.
All right, so folks pay between $25 and $100
a ticket. Oh, my God.
To attend the event.
You can buy the download for $9.
Well, Apple Music live streamed the bash with the promise that his album would be launched the next day.
Which we know it didn't, because he's still he's still living in the bowels of Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. That's crazy.
Well, that didn't happen, and he hosted another listening party later this month.
Yeah, no, I know. This is like number three. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Huh, what are you going to do?
And that one brought in another $7 million.
We're in the wrong business. I say we do a Who Cares News listening party, and we do it at SoFi. And maybe we'll get the Rams cheerleaders to come out and do a little something-something.
You know,
and we'll sell hot dogs and beer.
Talk about easy money.
I think it's easy money. I don't know. If
well, I mean,
show up.
I mean, you think about it.
Yeah.
Instead of having to do a concert going around the nation doing
well,
like
no,
a concert
I know.
Tour,
you just go and you play back some recorded stuff and you go, hey, thanks for coming, everybody.
So, hey. What did that Bill Clinton?
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
You know what it was?
What was it?
I think Bill Clinton had a thing for her thong. That's what it was.
Oh my God.
And Monica Lewinsky, she wants the world to know it.
Wait, what?
Yes.
What?
Do it again.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Impeachment. But I like it.
We see how that worked.
But I like a good thong.
A good thong. Oh my God.
As a producer of FX's forthcoming series, Impeachment. American Crime Story.
Uh-oh.
American Crime Stories are good.
Yeah, they had the OJ one.
Yeah, they've had tons of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those are the ones that aren't real documentaries. They're docudramas. Based on. Loosely based on.
Well, here's another one. Right? Yeah. Impeachment, American Crime Story. Monica admittedly urged show writers to include a scene reenacting the moment she flashed her silver thumb.
What?
At then-President Clinton during their sordid Oval Office affair in the 90s.
We don't even have to say alleged because, you know, it happened.
That's true.
It happened.
I'm incredibly experienced in understanding how people see this story, she says.
Oh, well, yeah, if anybody's understanding about it, it's her. She's lived this for 20 some odd years now. Yeah, almost 20
years.
God,
her dad used to work in the first floor of a building I used to work in.
And did she ever come?
No.
Not that you knew?
No, but the reporters did.
The reporters still came?
Yeah.
I mean, good Lord.
Nuts.
Let this rest.
It's been a while.
And she really did take it. I mean, she's the one who lost.
Oh, you better know it.
Her whole career was, you know, now I'm hoping she gets a little bit of money for this so she gets something out of this.
Well, impeachment is set to premiere
September
7th. Besides
the fame and fortune of having been the mistress of a U.S. president.
Yeah, at least she should get something.
Secret Service protection, something she should get out of it. Free postage for life, you know.
Oh, you know, and postage rates are going up.
Yeah, I mean, there's a value
there. I mean, that
there.
Right there is
she
just.
She could mail out her book for free. That's, we should.
You know what? You're right.
You know, we gotta give her a little love. We got to give Monica Lewinsky a little love.
So September 7th.
Is that when it's premiering on FX? It's called.
It'll spill the juicy details. Yes. Impeachment.
Okay. I actually
American
watch
Crime
this.
Story.
I will watch
I
this.
Know.
I mean.
Well, you just want to see her flash a silver thong.
No. I want to see her with
you wouldn't matter if it was silver.
Linda Tripp.
Yes.
Remember Linda Tripp. And remember that John Goodman used to play Linda Tripp on SNL when all this was going down.
Yes. Linda Tripp, the backstabber.
You know who probably has a nice silver thong?
You wouldn't care if it was silver or pink or...
It's Halle Berry. She probably has a nice silver thong.
Oh, jeez.
All right, more Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend, and...
That's all the news you care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.